What is COVID-19?
COVID-19 is a novel strain of the coronavirus, and it appears to have originated in Wuhan, China.
How is it transmitted?
It is transmitted person to person in droplets from what comes out of you, whether that would be sneezing or coughing. And those droplets transfer from person to person by touch, and then it goes into another person's body when they touch their eyes, nose, or mouth, and it's then able to enter into their body.
So I think we've been hearing a lot of terms, and I would love to kind of get definitions from you about what those terms are. So is there a difference between quarantine and isolation and social distancing? Do they all mean the same thing? Are they different?
They're different. So the way I start is when I think of isolation, it starts with the letter I, and that means the illness is, that starts with the letter I, it is in your body. So when the illness is in your body, you are to be isolated. So we know that virus or illness doesn't go to other people. So that's when you are in a room with hopefully a separate ventilation system. Anybody that comes in contact with you would have personal protective equipment on them. Maybe they would wear a mask. They would have gloves. Quarantine is when you've been in contact with somebody who does have the virus, somebody that may now be in isolation, but you were in contact with them when they first started getting symptoms. So we want to put you in quarantine to make sure you don't have it and you're not giving it to other people. And then social distancing is a prevention so others are not getting the illness. And that's maintaining a distance of 6 feet or more. And now the governor of Colorado has requested no more than 10 people in a gathering at a time. And he's closing down businesses where people would gather and improve our safety in the long run.
So can you tell me about the new case that was confirmed in Pueblo?
Yes, our first one was a male, 34-year-old. And the second one is female, 47-year-old.
Pueblo also opened a new testing center, correct? What did you see there yesterday?
Pueblo was fortunate to have the State Health Department send the Colorado National Guard. During the middle of the day, starting at 10 a.m., we were able to have 90 people get tested here in Pueblo. We're hoping to get those results by early next week. Now that we have our second case, we know that COVID-19 is in the Pueblo community, and we appreciate everybody staying home, and we want to thank everybody and make sure we all keep doing our part, because we know everybody has a part to play in reducing this spread and keeping our community healthy.